It's April 15th, 2024. I'm Kim. And the frog of the week is the moaning frog. This frog is native to the sandy swamps of southwestern Australia. Its skin is brown with a marbling of white, gray, or yellow. And it has a large head and big, bulbous eyes. The moaning frog is a burrowing species that lives primarily underground. In the summer, it's believed these frogs bury themselves in moist sand and enter a dormant state. I often wish I could do that during hot summers as well. This frog gets its name from its call, which is described as a long, drawn-out, mournful moan. Don't cry, little frog. It'll be all right. During breeding season, male moaning frogs dig burrows where the females will then deposit their eggs in a big, foamy mass. Then, during the rainy season, the burrow will eventually become flooded, allowing the tadpoles to swim off to larger bodies of water to grow up in. Apparently, if these frogs decide to dig their burrows too close to human habitations, their loud nighttime calling can disturb the sleep of their human neighbors. The Western Australian Museum suggests following the sound to the frog's burrow and flooding it gently with a bucket or hose each night until the frog decides to move on. I suggest investing in a pair of earplugs. I like this frog because sometimes I, too, just need to have a good cry. And that's the frog of the week. Thank you to Miss Anurin for recommending the moaning frog. Want to find us on the internet? No need to whine. Go to frogpod.online. Links to our social media pages are also in the show notes. Thanks for joining us. See you next week.